Even with the prospect of AIDS, people keep having unprotected sex. So, since the start of the AIDS epidemic, condoms have been a central part of HIV prevention campaigns all over the world. That's because condoms are the best, some would say the only, way to prevent the transmission of HIV during sex.
Back in 1987, USAID realized that they were the primary distributor of condoms for family planning, but they also needed condoms for HIV prevention.
Eli Carter is one of the world's foremost experts on condoms, and he works in Durham for the non-governmental organization FHI. FHI was an early contractor with USAID, the Agency for International Development. That's the government agency providing assistance to poor countries. AID was buying condoms from one main supplier, and they were getting a lot of complaints from the field.
Some breakage, some storage conditions that were poor, condoms didn't smell good. So they not only wanted to provide good quality condoms, but they wanted condoms to be pleasant to use, that smelled good and were attractive. And so they wanted to promote condom use.
Carter is an industrial chemist who had done quality assurance work. He was asked to start an independent quality control lab to test condoms and other health-related goods distributed through AID's programs. Carter recently gave me a tour.
We're in the back entrance of the laboratory where samples are received. And we get samples from all over the world, primarily from China, Korea, Malaysia, India, and some U.S. manufacturers.
Enormous boxes of condoms are ranged on shelves near four people sitting around a table. They tear open condom packages and unroll them out onto trays. They go through thousands a day, enough so the wrappers fill a big plastic garbage can.
That's the sound of condom wrappers. Oh, I think I need to wipe off my hand. What's that that's on them?
That's silicone lubricant.
In just the 4 years between 2004 and 2008, the U.S. government provided more than 2.2 billion condoms to health programs around the world. The Durham FHI lab does random sampling of up to 2,000 condoms from much bigger batches made by single manufacturers.
We want to make sure that they are safe for use. So condoms must be of a certain size. They must be without holes. They must be strong enough. They must have lubricant on them in a certain amount, and they must be packaged properly.
Visiting the lab can lead one to marvel at the resilience of latex. Lab workers measure them, they stretch them, and they fill them with water to detect holes.
Now that's a pretty big hole.
That's
we don't normally
demo.
Get holes quite that large. But
I got another one.
Did you really? You found one you find them just randomly. How often does that happen?
Not very often. Out of 315, you're allowed only two condoms with holes. If there are three, the lot is rejected. And we don't reject too many lots for that.
And then there's the airburst test. I have to confess, I looked forward to seeing the condoms get blown up like balloons. Carter says the condoms should be able to take between 35 and 40 liters of air before they burst.
This thing blows up to be a balloon that's about the size of what?
That condom will probably be about 3.5 feet tall by the time it bursts, and maybe 12 inches in diameter.
The size of a very large watermelon.
Yes, a very large watermelon.
A prize-winning watermelon at the state fair.
Yes.
Popping condoms aside, the work done at FHI's Quality and Compliance Lab is deadly serious. A faulty condom can contribute to the transmission of HIV or other sexually transmitted diseases. And to the 36 million people a year who receive services from USAID, that's no laughing matter. Rose Hoban, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.